Good morning. My name is Fred Thomas. Come from south of Gallup. We have a little church out there. Been there for quite a year. This morning, glad for your invitations to be here with you. Share the gospel, the good news. Everybody happy? It's good to be in the house of God. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. My wife Lorraine's here and my sister Lucy. We usually go around and give the good news to some other people. It's good to be saved. It's good to know God. You know, our passages or texts that I read, you know, Jesus had a great love for the multitudes of people. And Jesus knew already that the people were hungry and thirsty, both physically and spiritually. And Jesus wanted to feed the people spiritually and physically because he did not want them to die, either spiritually or physically. He doesn't want anyone to die. He doesn't want you to die. He wants us to live. He wants everyone to live. In the book of Hebrew, by the way, I'll probably take 3 hours. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Hebrew 9:27 says that Jesus as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. Everyone, you know, no matter how great or small, is going to die. So many people die every second, minute, hour, day, and year. In the Bible, there's Enoch and Elijah didn't die, didn't see death. But Jesus, God just took him. What a marvelous story. And it's a true story. Adam and Eve, Adam lived 960 years old. Wow. Seth lives 920. Imagine those years and those days. Man used to live long years. And the oldest man that ever lived was Methuselah. He lived 969 years. My God. Today, compared with today, people just live 60, 70. But that doesn't matter. The matter is that we know God. The matter is that we have Jesus in our life. You know, this body is so sensitive and precious. It can easily, without warning, even perish because it is weak, corrupt, and is sinful. For this reason, Jesus died on the cross for the world. Jesus died for you and I and everybody of the world. Because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life." I'm glad today you and I, we made up our minds that we believe that Jesus exists, that he's coming too. The world population is about 6.5 billion people. And this means that there's millions and millions, grandmas and grandpas and mothers and fathers, daughters and sons. And there are so many nationalities and there are so many spoken languages in this world. It's troublesome all over the world. Today there's grandma and grandma being deceiving themselves. Their ages, God gave them a good life. They live alone. Someday left, grandkids, left their grandma and grandpa, daycare center. Grandpa and grandma is looking forward for their grandkids to visit. There's all kind of sufferings that we live in today. There's young people out there deceiving themselves, being deceived by the world. Drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be. They need help. They need our help. They need our prayers. Down to the children's, down to the babies that born last night. And there are people who are just and unjust, saved and unsaved and civilized and uncivilized. Yet despite of all difference in gender, age, background, nationalities, and culture, we all live under the same sun as the children of God. Amen. We're all living under the sun the same as children of God. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, it says, Paul says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Today, you are what you are. You are what God made you. Amen. Aren't you glad today you're a child of God? We all should be glad. Glad going to church. My God, I'm glad I'm here. Amen. It's good to be here. It's good to be here with you. Nice seeing you. And well, in this world, there is so much suffering, you know, deceptions and corruptions and pains. And we all know when people are suffering, looking for help, yet we cannot get help from this world. We can't get help from this world. The world can never satisfy our needs, mentally, physically, or spiritually. It will never be until we live with Christ, until we have Christ in our life. But we have hope in God. We have hope in Christ. Through this hope, we can enjoy the life. How many are enjoying your life? I know we all enjoying our life. I am. Amen. We live while we still yet live in this body and in this world. We need to enjoy our life. Galatians 2:20 says that the life I live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God, and who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, my daily walk before God is not by my own strength or ability, but through his crucifixion that I live daily. Maybe there's struggle, maybe there's pressure, maybe there's suffering, but we always look on back to the cross, to the blood, to Jesus Christ. You know, this present age is characterized by lust and wickedness. And this means that the only way to have Christ in your life, know certain that you are saved, know certain that you are baptized, know certain that you are born again. Huh? Amen. Salvation brings tremendous hope. We have hope. We have hope in Christ. No matter where we are, we have hope in Christ. The word of God can cleanse you, put a new heart and put a spirit within you, and it can change your life. And we all want this new life. I know I want this new life. I thank God that I've been changed. The Bible teaches us the way of life and hope that we will become wise, gentle, compassionate, strong, and respectful. According to the Word, this is the proper and expected of every believer. When believers act accordingly, God is pleased. How can we please God? There's many ways to please God. We can help somebody. We can pray for somebody. We can encourage somebody to please God. I always tell my congregations, when you stop at McDonald's, expecting to order number 1, 2, 3, whatever, but before you go in, there's a man sitting there looking for help. Make sure you help that person first. Go in there, order the largest fries, the largest burger, the largest drinks they have. Don't matter it costs 10, whatever it may be, bring it out and give it to him. It's the smallest or greatest deeds we can do for God. We can please God, and God can please with us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Like I said before, there's so much suffering, deceptions, corruption, pain in this world. People are suffering and looking for help. I know back in our area, there's so many people suffering, looking for help. You know, when you are in that state of suffering, pain, illness, or need, otherwise, you look for help. But Philippians 4:6 says that be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about it. Don't worry about anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I'm glad we prayed this morning. I'm glad we reverence God this morning. This refers to all things, whether they are material, physical, or spiritual. It takes into account all that God has done for us in the past, and in doing, he is doing in the present, and do in the future. Mark 9:23, Jesus says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Do we have faith like Jesus? Do we believe like Jesus? Do we love like Jesus? Do we have a compassionate like Jesus? Are we like his disciple who had doubt? In that verse 15, it says, when it was evening, his disciple came to him saying, This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the village and buy themselves some food. Jesus' disciples says, send the multitudes away. Shall we send the people away and forget? Shall we pass the strangers, ignore them? Shall we be friends only with the people we know? We all know we cannot reach all the people, but by our prayers we can reach out to them. We can pray for all the people in the world. And we can pray for those who are suffering and looking for help. This is where we come in and pray. Some say, I have nothing to do. What are you going to do? I'm going to do nothing today. We need to pray for all the people. People are suffering out there, grandmas, grandpas, mothers, fathers. Some are being forgotten. We need to pray for them. Shall we be like Jesus' disciple, sent the people away? Or shall we be like Jesus, help the people, love the people? Amen. 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 We all think about it. Let's be like Jesus, having compassionate with people, love the people, help in every area, small or great, where it's needed. It's not that we will be boastful for it, praised for it, but to please the Lord, to please God, to please God. And God will please with you in return. And God will provide for you in return. So let's go. Keep on trucking. Amen. And that will be my message this morning. Thank you. Thank you.